Yeah, but I don't see why I can't keep the money. I won it, didn't I? I won it in a fair fight.
Dad, dude, how many million times do I got to tell you why you can't keep it? If you keep that money, you're party to the prize fight, and that's against the law.
How's that?
Yeah, party. Party to it.
Well, are we invited?
Invited to what?
To the party.
Oh, there ain't going to be no party.
You just said there was.
I didn't say no such thing.
You did, Dad.
Son, if I didn't. I said if you hang on to that money, you'd be a professional prize fighter.
Why, and does hanging on to money make you a professional prize fighter?
Certainly it does. See, what in position are you laughing at?
My Uncle Jake must be champion of the world.
Yes, well, never mind the smart aleck. I'm telling you, if you keep that $2,500, you'll be arrested for prize fighting and stuck in jail for the rest of your born days, and I hope to do.
Ah, shucks.
Now, you just better do what Miss Plum told you to do. Buy a picture and donate it to the public library.
A picture of what?
Oh, I don't know. A picture of anything. Why don't you get a nice picture of a horse?
I don't see what good that'd do me.
It'll do you lots of good. You put it in the library as a sort of gift from Ed Peters. And everybody that looks at it will think of you.
Huh. They look at a picture of a horse and think of me.
Oh, I don't mean it that way.
You're smart yourself.
Yeah, I mean, when they look at the picture, they'll think you're quite a feller. You know, for making such a fine gift.
Yeah, I don't know, Zeb. How much do you suppose a good picture of a horse would cost?
Oh, you have to spend the whole $2,500 for it.
$2,500 for just a picture of a horse?
Certainly.
Maybe a picture of myself would be better, Zeb.
No, I don't think so. You just better stick to the horse wait a second. Let's see what this fellow wants. Yes, sir.
My name is Clay. Are you Mr. Peters?
Mr. Peters is my partner. Eb.
Yeah?
Yes. Shake hands with Mr. Mudd.
No. Clay. You see, I'm
saying... Well, we don't want to buy no clay.
But
you see, Mr. Dirty, we...
I'm selling pictures, and my name
is... Well, we don't want to buy no dirty pictures, neither.
No, I should say not. You can just go peddle them somewhere else.
Yes, but I'm...
What's more, you ought to be dad dirty ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, supposing your mother or your sister found out...
But I'm not selling anything of the sort. I'm from the Beaux Arts Salon, and Miss Plum suggested that I call on you. Here, my card.
Yeah. Well, what's your chair?
William Clay.
That's right.
Booze Hard Saloon.
Well, I'll be dead boon. Just the dang barfly.
I beg your pardon. I'm not a barfly.
How's that?
Barfly. And the word isn't saloon. It's salon. Salon.
Well, so long, Mr.
Yes,
Gravel. So long.
I said the word is salon. The Beaux Arts Salon. We make collections.
Collections of barflies?
No, collections of...
Oh, it's a collection agency.
It isn't a collection agency. We make collections of art objects and antiques.
And what?
Antiques, such as an old piece of furniture. Something that's old and full of holes.
Yes, Eb, like your socks. They're antiques.
Oh, but they're not antiques.
Oh, well, they just certainly are. They're old and full of holes.
Oh, but we're getting off on the wrong foot, you see.
Well, it don't make no difference which foot it's off. I still claim it's full of holes.
Very well. I'll concede the point. Now, I'm here to talk about paintings. Miss Plum informed me that Mr. Peters was contemplating donating a painting to your local library.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see now. You're the fellow that's got some pictures to sell.
Exactly. And Miss Plum said you would probably be interested in etchings or prints. Now, we have a rather complete collection of Chinese prints and... Prints. Chinese prints. You know about prints, do you not?
I certainly do.
Well, now, these are...
Prints is my Uncle Jake's horse. But he ain't Chinese.
No, he ain't Chinese. He's just American horse, but he's a white male.
I'm talking about pictures. Pictures printed in China. And they're very reasonable. We have some as low as
$50. $50? Sakes alive, young fellow. We want to spend $2,500.
Oh, I see. Well, perhaps you'd like something in oil.
Yeah, but I do.
What?
Sardine.
No. I mean, what type of painting? Portrait? Landscape? Seascape?
What's that?
Why, that's just what the name implies. You see, a painting of land is called a landscape.
Yes.
A painting of the sea is called a seascape. You see, and the painting of
a fire is called a fire escape.
Yes. No. You see, there's no such thing as a fire escape.
What? Well, they just certainly is.
Look across the street there
in that building.
You see, I mean, there's no such type of painting. There are landscapes, seascapes, and portraits.
And cheapskates.
No. A portrait is a painting of a person. Now, what would you say, Mr. Peters, to a Whistler?
I'd tell him to stop his dad darn noise.
Oh, Whistler, Whistler. That's the name of the artist, you see. We have one of his portraits, and we also have one of Dauber's portraits. You know, he painted the Tsar.
What color?
The portrait, the picture of the Tsar. Now, if you're interested...
Well, we sort of want a picture of a horse.
A horse?
A horse, yes.
Well, I don't believe we have anything like that, you know, but we do have a very beautiful thing we've just received a few months ago. It's called The Ballet Dancer. It's a portrait of a dancing girl done in...
Does she look like a horse?
No, of course not. A portrait of a dancing girl done in sepia with a snuff-colored frame. It's really...
Well, what kind?
A snuff. Although, of course, you can select any other you choose, you see. The price is...
How's that?
I said choose. Choose.
Choose what?
Oh, she choose snuff.
Oh, but she doesn't. She doesn't.
She doesn't.
I'm talking about a portrait.
Of a horse?
Of a dancing girl. In fact, we have two of these pictures of dancing girls. And in every exhibit where we've displayed them, they were enormous drawers. I'm sure that...
What did he say they wore, Zeb?
Said they wore enormous drawers.
Oh, I didn't. I said no such thing. I said we had two portraits of ballet dancers and...
Well, could you fix them up to look like a horse?
Certainly not.
Then we don't want them.
Well, look here.
You couldn't.
If you're so determined to have a painting of horses, I can get you one. Rosa Barnour's Horse Fair, the original.
Yes, well, can you get it for $2,500?
$100,000 wouldn't buy that picture.
Yeah, shucks. And I'm one of them. You talk to this feller, Zeb. I'm going on an errand, shucks.
All right, but now listen, you hurry back. We got a sight of work to do.
I'll be back. You're always a nagging.
You stand around the post office talking to those fellers like
always,
you always. Now, don't do it this morning.
I
will. Always hammering a feller.
Well, go on. I tell you to hurry back. Mr. Tired, 40 years I've been putting up with that. Well, anyway, you see, Mr. Ebb is sort of set on having a picture of horses.
Yes, yes, that's what I gather.
Horses?
No, I mean Mr. Peters made his point quite clear. And I'm sorry, but we have no pictures of horses.
You haven't got none at all?
No horses at all. However, if you're open to a suggestion, I might make one.
Yes, but shakes a lie, mister. You can't make a horse.
Make a suggestion.
Oh, yes.
Now, why don't you allow me to put you in touch with a painter and have him paint you a picture of a horse? I know several who'd be glad to have such a commission.
Yes, well, just how much commission would the horse want?
The horse wouldn't want a commission? No, I'm speaking of commissioning a painter, an artist, to make a picture of a horse.
Oh, yes, I see, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you suppose you could get somebody to do it for $2,500?
Oh, yes, I'm sure that I could.
Well, say, that's fine. That's a fine idea.
Excellent.
I tell you what you do. You go right ahead and get your feller and tell him to get busy, because we want to give that picture to the library just as soon as...
My word! What on earth is this?
What are you doing there, Peter?
Oh, get that horse out.
What are you doing?
Oh, shucks.
What are you doing there?
Stand still there, you dad darn critter.
Get that horse out of here, Ted.
Yeah, I'm saving money. That's what I'm doing.
Saving money? What do you mean, saving? Saving money on what?
On that picture of a horse for the library. For $75, I can give him a real horse.
Oh,
whoa.